Hey friends, it is Tim, and today is May 20th, 2020. We've now been in this COVID-19 season for, I'm losing track of time, but I think it's like 7 weeks, 8 weeks. And it's been a little bit since we've recorded one of these. But the last time we talked about politics. Politics. When you hear the word politics, what does it do inside of you? My guess is that when you hear the word politics, it tends to drag up like negative emotions, right? You hear politics and the blood pressure rises a bit. You hear the word politics and you think about fighting, you think about division. And the last time we talked, I wanted to start with this idea that politics at its root comes from the word polis, which means people. Politics is at its root it's not a good thing or a bad thing, but politics can be a great thing. When people work together and people choose to think together, to act together, to work together for the betterment of the world, that could be a great thing. Politics is how we keep people safe. It's how we create laws. It's how we build infrastructure, roads, and bridges. And politics at its core is why when you turn your faucet on, water comes out of it. Like people working together to get things done at its core is a good thing. And I took you way back to my first experiences with politics, in particular, a teacher named Mr. Colin Sullivan in Hudsonville High School. And there's just this unbelievable enthusiasm and energy I had as a young man to give my life to trying to serve the public good. Now, I'm not doing that right now. So clearly something fell apart. I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about where things... So if last time I was doing my best to try to help us recapture, like politics at its core is good. Not every politician is bad. In fact, I would dare wager that most politicians... I know some of you are going to disagree with this. But I would dare wager that most politicians get into politics for good reasons. And I would dare wager that most politicians, especially if you consider local, state, and national levels, but they serve the public interest for good reasons. But when I was a student in high school and then into college, I had these great experiences with politics. But at the same time, I had this other experience at the same time, and it was the 2000 election. It was between George W. Bush and Al Gore, and it was the election that was contested. It was the election which came down to just a few votes, and if you remember the dimpled chads where they were counting, like, was it a vote? Was it not a vote? Florida was just literally a couple of votes from swaying the entire election. And I noticed then, but I don't even know that I would know how to describe it then, but I noticed then this division in politics. Yeah, it was always there. Of course, like politics was always a bit of a sport my entire life. Like there was always like, here's my team and here's the other team and we root for this team and they root for that team. Even going way back further, I remember as a kid, before I knew anything about presidents, like we would do a mock election in school, and basically you just voted whatever your parents, like whatever name you heard your parents talking about. And so it was always like this competition sport thing, which honestly is weird, but it was in 2000 that I remember this division happening. And this division now has escalated, and you don't need me to say that, this is obvious. But right now we live in this binary. There is the temptation to have an us versus them moment, right? Like there is right now in our world, we have aligned to two teams. Now there are shades on both teams, but there essentially are two teams. There are the Republicans and the Democrats, or the conservatives and the liberals, and the red and the blue. Now, of course, there are shades of red and there are shades of blue, but there are essentially two teams. There are the us and the them. And I just, as a Christian, I reject the notion that we can divide the world up into partisan us and them. I think it is a false binary. This idea that we are all right and they are all wrong, I reject it. I reject it. This idea that we have all of the truth and they have none of the truth, this idea that our news station is completely true and their news station is completely false, I reject it. I think it lacks humility. I think it lacks integrity. And I think it lacks intellectual honesty. I reject the false binary. But at the same time, I think we need to also reject the equally false notion of we're all equal, that both sides are essentially the same. I've heard this in churches amongst Christian friends that, like, why does it matter? Both Democrats and Republicans, we're all the same. Like, it's all the same. One common brotherhood, which is true. Like, one common humanity. That's true. But the idea that, like, we would all agree that the Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, all agree on all the same issues, that we're the exact same, it's just not true. And to pretend like it's true doesn't help. I don't think it helps. But here's why I'm glad that you tuned in for this one. I want to share with you a story. Well, if you have a Bible, we're going to look at the story. It's a weird story, but it's found in the book of Joshua. And I want to just share, I hope this story helps, but I want to unpack this a bit further, just my experience with some of this stuff. But I find this story in particular to be really interesting. If you're finding yourself now scrolling through social media or watching the news and you have no idea how on earth could anyone agree with what they say or what they believe, this story I find really interesting. So the story, just to set the story up, Moses has led the Israelite people out of slavery. They're slaves in Egypt. He led them out of slavery into the promised land or through the desert, and then he's brought them to the promised land, and he turns the mantle over to a guy named Joshua. Joshua enters with the Israelites across the Jordan River, and he steps into the land of Israel, what they refer to as the promised land. And Joshua, when he steps across the Jordan River, what he discovers is there are a whole lot of people that, as they step into this new land that they want, there are a whole lot of people that already live there and don't want them there. There's this encounter that Joshua has, and let me read you the encounter. This is Joshua chapter 5, so at the beginning, beginning in verse 13. It says this: "Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, a city of Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you for us, or are you for our enemies?'" Let me pause there. That's his question. Are you on our team, or are you on their team? Are you for us, or are you for our enemies? It is a binary system. There are two sides. There is our side and there is their side. So Joshua says, "You've got a sword. So are you with us, or are you with them?" He responds, verse 14, "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord." Lord there's all capitalized in my Bible, which means it's the word Yahweh. "As commander of the army of Yahweh, I have now come." "Neither," he responds. "Are you for us, or are you for them?" He says, "No, no. I come as commander of the Lord's, Yahweh's army." And then it goes on. Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." So Joshua did. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." Yeah. Right now we live in an interesting space in history. This will be a time where we will dissect this season, this COVID-19 coronavirus all of every press conference, every news article. We will dissect this season. I'm convinced of it. We will dissect this when I am an old man. We will be dissecting this. And I think it's possible in this season to jump into the political us versus them. Are you on our side or are you on my side? My side or their side? And I think it's possible in this season that actually God is somewhere else calling us to holy ground. No. As a representative of the Lord's army, I have come. Take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground. It is possible that in the midst of this false binary political, let's just call it what it is. It's kind of a mess right now. It is possible that we miss out on the holy ground that we stand on. It is possible that right now, in the midst of all of the division, we miss out on what God is doing. See, I think what we tend to do is we tend to think that there are Republicans and there are Democrats, or there are liberals and there are conservatives. And then every once in a while, and then we have like this idea of what those people are like, right? So whatever you are, you have that idea. Then there's the others and you have an idea of what they are like. And then you bump into somebody like a neighbor or a family member and they don't fit the mold. And then we say things like, well, they're the exception to the rule. They're the exception to the rule. So you meet someone, let's say you're a conservative, a Republican, and you meet somebody and they're a Democrat. They applaud what the governor's orders. They applaud President Obama, and you have no idea how on earth they could do that. But however, what you've discovered about them is that they're incredibly kind and caring, and it doesn't fit your mental model. Or on the flip side, you're left of center politically, and yet you have this neighbor and they voted for Donald Trump, President Trump, and you have no idea how they could support President Trump. And yet this neighbor is like, they don't fit your mental model. Okay, so do you find yourself here? Yeah, we tend to think that the person on TV, the news anchor, like the one we don't like, that they're the norm and everyone else is the exception. I want to ask you to flip that. I actually think that the person who voted differently than you, but who drove your mom to chemo, that they're not the exception. They're the rule. I dare ask you to consider that the person who you don't agree with any of their political positions, and yet they're the people who, when you needed someone to check in on you, they were the first at your doorstep. That they are not the exception, that they are the rule, and that it is possible by turning everything into an us or a them that we miss out on the work that God is doing in this moment. We miss out on the holy that is in this moment. Joshua, by the way, Joshua chapter 5, read the story. It is incredible. And friends, that's just a couple thoughts. And when we come back, I want to share with you, well, we'll share some more. But until then, grace and peace.